Hello, 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 everyone. Good evening. I'm just so humbled and honored and just blessed by tonight's assignment. It is a special assignment. As you can see, I am joined by one of my partners in the kingdom and partners in Christ and just dear friend and brother in the faith, Jermaine Snow. And we are here tonight with a very special assignment, a very special message. And we're here just to really minister a message of hope. Just simple as that, we are here to minister a message of hope. What is a message of hope? It is a message of the hope that is available to us in Jesus Christ, right? It is a message of hope wrapped in love, inspired by our Lord and Savior, our King of Heaven. So we've come to do a few things tonight, right? Three things. We've come with an invitation for those who are really in a place where a place of despair, for those who are really hurting, for those who feel like the walls of the world and life is closing in on you guys, for those who are carrying heavy burdens, to those who are on the verge of quitting, whether that be just giving up on your faith, whether that be giving up on life. So those who are even just been considering suicide and having suicidal thoughts, and those who are just overwhelmed by life and you're feeling just hopeless and full of despair, we've come by way of the King of Kings. He has sent us as instruments, as messengers tonight to send you a message of hope. Glory to God. So we're coming to pour out God's love on you tonight. So we are excited about tonight. We literally have just some words from the Lord that we believe will encourage you and just strengthen you. And so what we pray happens tonight is we pray that you would open your heart and mind to receive God's love by way of the message that will be poured out, right? We pray that you will receive God's love by way of everything that Jermaine and I share by way of the Holy Spirit. So again, we've come on an assignment, very special assignment, almost like a pop-up assignment, no flyers, no marketing. It is it's an assignment from the heart of the King. What we also anticipate or we pray that will happen is that hearts, minds, and souls will be renewed and encouraged. Renewed and encouraged. And to those who may have stumbled across this video or maybe stumbled across this podcast, and maybe you don't know Jesus Christ, but somehow you were led to click play and press listen or however it was shared with you, maybe from someone, and you don't quite have your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you're struggling and you're trying to just find your way and you're going in circles and you just can't seem to get out of just the dark place that you're in. We're also going to offer an invitation for you to know Jesus, to receive a new identity in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Brother Jermaine, anything you want to add in opening when talking to the people about this assignment?
Amen. I totally agree with you and all the things that you said. I mean, this, you know, I know God is going to move tonight. He's going to touch hearts. He's going to break every burden, everything that you've been going through and struggles that you've been going through. I know God is going to move on your behalf, you know, as me and Minister April, as we pray for you and encourage you with some words. I know God is going to move on tonight. So amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So before we get started, let's just open up in just a brief word of prayer. I mean, we are just all that has happened this week in preparation for this assignment, we just praise God for this assignment. And we're just excited about what God is going to share and just even how he'll allow us to share certain pieces and things that we've overcome to reach this place. And so just wanting to even just encourage you and let you know that where you are right now is not the end. Thank you, Jesus. That what looks like the end right now, it is not the end. So it seems like where you are is where you'll always be, where you'll always remain. It'll always be the same. This is what they told you growing up. You're never going to be anything different. You're never going to do anything different. So now you have allowed yourself by way of the enemy to receive those word curses that have been spoken over you. And so now you're feeling like this is the end. So we have come just to uproot every seed of the enemy and let you know that where you are now is not where you will always be. That there is hope, that tonight is actually an invitation to receive hope and be renewed in Jesus Christ. Those who know Jesus Christ and maybe are still feeling hopeless and filled with despair, that Jesus Christ has come with a message tonight to speak to your heart. Amen. Amen. Brother Jermaine, would you mind just opening up in just a brief word of prayer? Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord, Heavenly Father, we just come before you now, Lord God, me and Minister April, Lord God, we just come before you that that you encourage people's hearts that's listening, Lord God, just oh God, that you know that they're going through some things in their lives, Father, that you touch their hearts, oh God, that you encourage their hearts that they are not alone, Lord God, that you. Oh God, that you come to comfort them, oh God, to encourage them to come to you like never before, Lord God, to invite them in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just thank you what you're going to do tonight, oh God, that you're going to really move through the hearts of your people, oh God, those that have been going through any stress or depression or anything that's different struggles they was going through in their life, oh God, that you are the great comforter, Lord God, that you will comfort these people's hearts, Lord God, and give them strength, oh God, that you, oh God, that life is not over yet, Lord God, for them. Life is not over, Lord God, and that you're going to bring them out of what they've been going through, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you all tonight for what you're going to do and what you're going to do tonight, Lord God. Just have your way on tonight. Have your way, God. I just thank you for what you're going to do, oh God, that you're going to break every heavy burden off, Lord God. I just thank you, oh God. I just give you the praise on tonight, and I just give you the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So yes, yes, yes. So just really want to just start by just saying the Lord just really impressed it just upon my heart in preparation for this assignment to really speak just for a second to those who have attempted suicide or who are having suicidal thoughts, who are really considering throwing in the towel and really just on the verge of giving up life. The Lord wanted me to come and just remind you that as those thoughts have just been burdening you and weighing your mind down, and so all you can think about and focus on is whether life is worth living. And that's the question that the Holy Spirit showed me that many that are going to listen to this special episode and are going to watch this video, that many people have been asking themselves, is life worth living? And what we've come to do tonight is to tell you that it is indeed. That no matter what it looks like, life is truly worth living. But for those who have been having these suicidal thoughts, we encourage you, talk to someone that you trust. So a trusted brother or sister in the faith. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't have any trusted brothers or sisters or anybody, any loved ones that you trust to share just your heart and what thoughts you're having, please, 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 we encourage you to contact the National Suicide Hotline. They can be reached 24 hours a day. 1-800-273-8255. We want you to be able to unload and unpack those negative thoughts that are actually have you wanting to give up on your life. But our assignment tonight is to ensure that you understand by way of the King of Kings, the Lord himself, that life is truly worth living. That was the first thing the Lord said he wanted me to tell the people tonight. That life is worth living, that quitting, said the Lord, it is not an option. The Bible tells us that we can be hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Quitting is not an option. See, the enemy, the adversary, those who are saved, you should know, we all should know that he wants nothing more than for you to quit. Give up on life. Why? Because he knows the greatness that is upon your life. He knows that if you caught hold, thank you, Holy Spirit, caught hold of who you are in Christ and what God has planned for you and what you can't see or may not be able to see beyond all of what is happening right now in this season, whether it's a season of grief, heartache, despair, hard times, whether it's a season of where you feel like nothing good ever happens to you, where you are now is not where you will always be. Not if you trust in the Lord and put your hope in Jesus Christ. We want you to be encouraged tonight that I'm sure as Brother Jermaine will go into in a second that you are loved. You are we love you as brothers and sisters in the faith. And even those who haven't made their way, maybe you haven't made your way into the faith. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ for yourself and you're listening to this message. Guess what? The love of God is still available to you. He still loves you, right? He still loves you and is waiting for you to come into the fold so that the angels can rejoice. You are loved. You are loved. I want to say that again because I think somebody needs to hear that. So if you need to turn the volume up, if you need to zoom in on the screen, I want you to hear these words from the depths of not our heart, but from God's heart. You are loved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, I like to encourage y'all. I mean, definitely don't give up on life. You know, that life, you know, God still has purpose, you know, and he has plans for you, you know, and that you're not alone in this. You're not alone, you know, as people. And sometimes, you know, the enemy will do, he'll try and think, you know, he'll try to put thoughts in you that you're alone. There's nobody else to help you. And I know life has weighed you down, you know, life, things in life. And it's like you're going in circles. It's like things is, you know, nobody can understand you, you know, nobody can understand you. And all that you went through, you know, it seemed like no one can articulate it in a way. And it's like a silence, you know, you silent, and it's like, you know, it's hard to speak to somebody about it, but, you know, and you feel helpless, you know, like you've been trapped in the maze. It's like, mm-hmm. You've been trapped in the maze and nobody else can get you out. But you don't have to go through this alone. You know, you don't have to go through this alone. You know, God knows all things. He knows everything that you're going through. He sees your tears and he sees your hurt and he sees your pain, you know, and he see these things. You know, Jesus said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am low and meek in heart. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we have to, you know, I believe, you know, we can bounce back. You can bounce back from this. Whatever you're going through, whatever trials and tribulation, is nothing bigger than God. Nothing is greater than what he can do. He said all things are possible with God, and God is able to deliver you and set you free. You know, he has the power to break the chains. Mm. You know, I believe that he can do it. You know, and, you know, I believe you can, God, with God's help, you can get over this hurdle in your life. You know, you can get over this hurdle and become great. And because he has destiny, he has purpose for you, and you can become with anything you want in life. You can't let anything stop you from, you know, what God called you to be. You know, we all have setbacks and things that we go through in life. But God, they won't stop you from what God has called you to do and the purpose, because you have purpose and you have destiny in you. But we have to trust in the Lord. You have to trust in the Lord. I know it's hard to trust in people, you know, because people like to, you know, stomp on your heart and don't care. You know, people are careless out here, and I understand, like, certain people you won't share things with because they, you know, because how people are evil. You know, this world is so evil, and so, you know, they speak the wrong, you know, things to hurt you. But, you know, with God, you know, and the right people alongside you to help you, you can get out of this. You can get out of that hole, that fall that you in. You can get out of it. But, you know, you just got to trust, learn how to trust again. And I know it's tough to you know, go through this, but you can trust again. I believe there's people there to help you, to guide you back out, to guide you. And, you know, God is able to do it. He's able to bring you out of this. You know, you don't have to stay in this. You know, you don't have to stay depressed. You don't, you know, it's life is like it's, she said, meaningful. It's still life there. You're still living. You're still waking up every day. You know, God give you a new day to live, you know, and it's, you know, don't give up. So this is mostly what I have. So amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just so much that Brother Jermaine just shared. And I want to just even share. Thank you so much, Brother. I just even want to just kind of just piggyback off of something that he said for someone tonight. It is a vision that the Lord showed me earlier. And it was someone buried in dirt. And they were literally, I could see the person like breaking out of the dirt, like just buried. So just literally underneath of dirt, right? It was almost like a grave. So somebody feels like they're just close to, they're near death. Right? They're just buried. They're overwhelmed. It just feels too much. I can't come up out of it. And what I saw, oh, glory to God. What I saw in this vision was the person breaking through the dirt, and you saw a hand. So it was a hand that was reaching down to pull up the person that had been under that dirt. Who knows how long they had been buried. But what I saw was someone that the Lord had sent to pull you up out of what you're buried under. And that is exactly what Brother Jermaine was just talking about. And I believe that God is extending, glory to God, he's extending his hand tonight by way of Jermaine and I as instruments, right, as vessels, that he is extending his hand to you tonight. And he's saying, come up out of that. Come up out of that hole. Come up out of that ditch. There is someone that I am sending, that I have sent to take your hand. Now, all you have to do is grab their hand so they can help pull you out of it. They have been sent by me, says God. And you will know who is truly for you and who is truly there for you during this time. But this is what God is doing. He is pulling people out from under the weight. Glory to God. The things that you have been buried in and buried under, God has come to give you rest. As Jermaine said, he has come to get you out of that, to give you relief, to give you freedom, to give you life, to breathe life back into you. And to those who don't know Christ, he has still come. And this same invitation is for you as well, for life, new life, new life, new life. And there's a word from the Lord that I want to share. This is specifically to you. The Lord said, follow me. I can change your life. And this is for those who both know the Lord and who don't know the Lord. Follow me. I can change your life. There's hope in Jesus. There's hope in Jesus. So many different things that we try to place our hope in people and drugs and alcohol and sex. But there's hope. In Jesus, we're trying to suppress the heartbreak, suppress the pain. We're trying to, ooh, glory to God. We're trying to cover it all up. I'm going to drink myself to sleep, Lord. I'm going to sex myself to sleep. I'm going to drug myself to oblivious because I don't even want to know what's going on. I want to numb the pain. So many, and I can testify tonight, I've been there. Oh, I popped some pills because I wanted to numb the pain. And it took 8 years before the Lord saved me, but he didn't let me stay in that season of addiction. It was a very short-lived season, but what the Lord later showed me that I was trying to numb pain that only he could fix, that only he could take away permanently. See, drugs and alcohol and sex and food, that's temporary. That's temporary relief. That's temporary, a temporary solution to a bigger issue. And that larger issue that I have learned that I'm sharing with you, that it can only be freed, released, and you can be delivered from it by way of Jesus Christ. When I was popping those ecstasy pills, all I felt was just like life was great. Everything was great. It numbed the brokenness. It numbed the broken parts of me. It numbed the heartbreak. It numbed the lost, broken girl that was searching so hard in her 20s, didn't know Jesus, didn't know, just knew that the feeling that I wanted to have was the drug that was giving me that feeling. But then 8 years later, the Lord saved me and he showed me that feeling that I was chasing in a drug, that I can have that feeling forever and always in Jesus Christ. So I want to just sing a little bit of a song that the Lord just gave me just for those who are just really feeling hopeless. And he just said, I know that it looks dark And I know that it looks weary, but there is light and there is hope that is found in me. When you call on my name, call on my name. When you call on my name, Jesus, there is hope in my name. Hope in my name. There is hope in my name, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word, there's hope in the name of Jesus. So we've come to minister just a message of hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I mean, it's likewise with Ms. Abel. I definitely, you know, it's a testimony that I, you know, I went through, you know, alcoholism and sex and everything in these things. And I was hooked to it, you know, until God, you know, delivered. You know, it's just, you know, the enemy would have you so trapped out there and so deep. You know, it's hard to escape it, you know, and God is, like I said, is able to pull you out of it, of this thing, you know, and, you know, it's nothing out here in this world. It's nothing out here. It's just full of wickedness. And but God, he's able to free you, you know, and set you free from these addictions and struggles, you know, because everybody go through struggles. We all have things that we struggle with, but God is able to deliver us to overcome it, you know, through Christ. We can overcome it through Christ, but I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, it's the Lord that delivers me. It's the Lord that set me, you know, and sometimes we have to encourage ourselves that we can do it. We can, you know, we can change through the Lord. And, you know, we all go through discouraging moments, you know, in life and things, you know, and, but only the Lord can bring you out of this, and he's able to do it. He brought me, this April, he brought me out of it. It was things that I've done, you know, some sins I've done, but the Lord, he's able to deliver you and set you on the right path, you know, on that straight, narrow path, you know, because we all detoured and fell short. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ has given us grace and mercy. You know, we all, you know, he's giving you grace and mercy. He's giving you another chance. You know, he give everybody another chance. You know, you live, you go, every day that you wake up, he's giving you a chance to get it right. And yeah, I think, you know, this is the time now. This is the time now to give your life to the Lord. This is the time now to change. God want change, you know. He want to change your life. You know, he don't want you to keep going back in circles with this. God says, it's time now to give it up to me. Time to give it up to me. You know, he's, you know, and, you know, and definitely we want to, make the Lord your choice. You know, there's no other way. You know, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way around this. So, yeah. So this is like God have his way in you and change you. So, yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yes. God is able to deliver you. I mean, where you are is not where you will be forever. If you allow the Lord in to come in and deliver you and heal you and set you free, just as Jermaine said, just as he did with Jermaine and I mean, who you see now, yes, we're in front of you. We have on, you know, we're ministering to you, but we've come from so much. The Lord has delivered us from so many things and he's still molding, shaping, and grooming all of us, because he which has begun a good work, he's going to perform it, right? He's going to continue. So we're always undergoing an ongoing transformation, right? So we've come just to talk to you tonight because we've been We've been there. Maybe we haven't been suicidal, but we've been in a dark place. We've been in a place where we're going, Lord, I can't get out of this. God, I don't see a way out. God, I don't know how to stop wanting to have sex. God, I don't know how to stop wanting to pop these pills. God, I don't know how to stop turning to alcohol because it makes me feel good, because it makes me feel better, because it gives me confidence that I can only have in you, God. It gives me life, God, but Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, as Jermaine so eloquently said. And I just want to just talk to somebody for a minute too, because there have been many that the Lord has shown me that have been receiving just negative words throughout your childhood. Like literally people have been telling you, you're not going to be anything. You're never going to be anything. You're going to be just like your mother. You're going to be just like your father. And therefore you've allowed even those seeds and thoughts to take root in your mind and in your heart. Therefore you are struggling with even seeing yourself as worthy, or even seeing yourself as worthy enough to be used by God. None of us are worthy, but because of God's grace. And that's the reason why Jermaine and I wore these t-shirts tonight. If you can see it, it says just grace, right? This is a Sister in Christ clothing line. So we give love and blessings to Carmela Carter of Just Grace, because it is literally, we are saved by grace through faith. We're saved by grace. So it is the grace of God that allows us to continue. And it is the grace of God that is going to keep you going. And for those who don't know God, you can just confess your sins and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe it in your heart. You will be saved. Make a decision. We'll have an invitation at the end of prayer tonight for those who don't know Jesus Christ, for him to come in and give you a new identity. Because where you are now, if you don't know Jesus, you're still in the past. So once Jesus comes into your life, he's going to wipe your slate clean. He's going to wipe. Oh, I want to say that again. If you do not know Jesus Christ for yourself as your Lord and Savior, once you invite Jesus Christ into your life, you are going to have a new identity in Jesus Christ. He's going to wipe your shame, your guilt, your past decisions, where you are right now in your sin and your mess, wherever you are in your fornication and your alcoholism and your addiction. He has the power to set you free from that and to give you life, and life more abundantly, an abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, an abundance of love, an abundance of grace, an abundance of wisdom. This is all, heavenly riches are available to you. So we want to start, or to say again what we started out with: life is worth living. So we rebuke every single thought that is coming up in your mind tonight that is telling you to give up. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind every negative thought, every depressive thought in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. We bind it, God. We bind up mental illnesses and anxiety, God. We bind up addiction, God. We bind up alcoholism, substance abuse, all of it, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We speak life over your children right now that are under the sound of my and Jermaine's voice, God. We lose love over your children tonight, over your people, God. We lose joy. We lose peace over their minds, God. We thank you, God, that you are speaking to their hearts and minds right now, God, that you are freeing them from those things, God, that have kept them bound for so many years, God. Thank you, God, that even right now, God, as they are listening to you speak by way of my voice, God, that they are weeping, God, but they're not tears of sadness. They are tears of joy because of what you are doing in them right now by way of this special assignment, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we pray, God, that you release your anointing and your presence and your grace and your mercy over those that are on this that are listening to the live or listening to the podcast or the replay or the video, God, or however you're going to allow them to come across it, God. We thank you for the word that you're going to do in them right now as they hear the sound of your voice through me, God. We thank you, God. You are ministering to the hurting right now. You are speaking to their hearts right now. You're saying, greater is what I have for you. I have greater for you, but you have to trust me. I have greater for you, but you have to take your hand off of the thing that you are asking for my help with. I have greater for you, my son. Greater for you, my daughter. I have greater.
Thank you.
I have greater. You didn't mess up, says the Lord. You can still find your way back to me. You are not in despair. You are not hopeless. You have hope in me, says the Lord. You have hope in me. He says, I love you so much. Quitting is not an option.
Yes,
quitting is not an option. Find your way back to me, says the Lord. Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight. Tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, God.
Move by your spirit on tonight, Lord God. Move by your spirit on tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, oh God. Oh God, move every obstacle of the enemy, oh God. Every stronghold of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move by your spirit, oh God, on these people that is listening right now, oh God. Oh God, that you change their hearts, oh God. Change their minds, Lord God. Let them come to you, oh God. With all their heart, Lord God, have your way, oh God, break down all these addictions, everything that is not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on their hearts, oh God, move on their minds, oh God, they have true repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know, oh God, what they've been going through in secret, oh God, in the dark, they've been hiding so many things from you, Lord God, but you know all things, Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they've been silent about it for so long, Lord God. Oh God, give them people that they can trust, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they can share it and release it to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, you know, oh God, the deep things that they were going through, all the hidden stuff, oh God. They've been kept back. They've been going through, oh God. Things that someone did to them. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Have your way, oh God, that you release, oh God. They need your help, oh God. They need your help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help them, oh God. Help them through other people, oh God. To send the right people to them, oh God. So they can receive the help, Lord God, that they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for Miss Mia, Sister April, God, the things that you, how you used us as instruments, oh God, that the release, oh God, these things to them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you give them comfort, oh God, in their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, all this stuff that was going on around, oh God, all the things that have been weighing on them, oh God, it's actually just to lift that heavy burden, oh God, lift that load that was so much on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, move on them like never before, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for what you're going to do on tonight, oh God, that you release your power, oh God, release your anointing, oh God. Oh God, comfort people's hearts on tonight, Lord. I just thank you for what you're going to do. Oh God, those that have been listening and hearing, oh God, just the things that you're going to do, Lord. I just give you the praise on tonight, Lord God. I just thank you and I just give you the praise. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And just even as Jermaine was talking, he said something that the Lord had spoke to me to share tonight. And so we praise God for just how he just confirms his word and just how spiritually in sync that Jermaine and I are. And that is, you do not need to suffer in silence. Yeah. Yeah. Because Jermaine got it at the root of something that's been happening in so many of your lives. And that's, you've been suffering in silence. So when he said that, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I was to share that or just reaffirm or confirm what Jermaine was saying by way of the Holy Spirit. And that is, you do not need to suffer in silence. There's an invitation to come to Jesus. The Lord said, you tried everything to mask the pain, to hide the hurt, to put on your best face. You show up smiling, but really deep down inside, your heart is hurting. Your heart is hurting and your soul is weary. But you do not need to suffer in silence any longer. Come to Jesus. There is hope in Jesus. There is peace in Jesus. There is freedom and deliverance and healing in Jesus.
Yes.
Deep rooted heart. I mean, just the greatest healing that you will ever undergo. Jesus is the greatest heart surgeon. You don't have to hurt anymore. You don't have to hurt anymore. You don't have to hurt anymore. The Lord, as you pray and ask God, and even as Jermaine prayed, the Lord will send you trusted people that you can share your heart with that are not out to take what you're sharing and share it amongst and gossip and share your business. No, he will send you trusted people that you can actually share your heart with, because you've been holding so much in and you've been putting on your best face. So it looks like you're happy. It looks, but see, happiness is what the world has to offer. The Lord says joy is what you can find in my presence. And his presence is the fullness of joy. And joy is not contingent upon our circumstances. So we can be in Christ and have joy when we have a lot, joy when we have a little, joy when we're going through a wilderness season, a rough season, joy in trials and tribulations. We don't have to hurt. You don't have to hurt anymore. There's an invitation to lay down the hurt and the pain and to take off the mask and just allow yourself to be vulnerable and share what's on your heart. And if you have no one right now, share it with Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, there is an invitation for you. This is an invitation for you to know Jesus Christ for yourself as Lord and Savior. There is healing and wholeness in Jesus Christ. And there's a particular story in the Bible, and it's about a woman with the issue of blood. Some may be familiar with the story. If you have not read it, I'm referring to it from Mark 5. But it's a story with a woman with the issue of blood, and she had been bleeding for 12 years, and she had tried everything else but Jesus. She had spent all her money with doctors and trying to figure out the problem, and it says that she tried everything else but Jesus. And I'm paraphrasing, so please check, please read Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. Please read the passage so it can really speak to your heart. But it says that she tried everything. She tried everything, and it says that she spent a lot of money trying everything. And it said the problem got worse. But when she heard that Jesus was passing through, glory to God, she knew that if she could only touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that she could be healed. And she, in fact, did just that. That she found out that everything else that she had tried, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. So what am I saying to you tonight? I'm saying you've tried everything else. You've tried everything else to mask the pain, but it is only Jesus Christ, a touch, glory to God, from Jesus Christ that is going to make you whole. What did the woman with the issue of the blood do? She touched the hem of his garment. And what did Jesus Christ say to her after he acknowledged that someone had touched him because she had faith? He said, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Or in the King James Version, he says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee What does that mean for you tonight? That means there's healing, there's wholeness in Jesus Christ, but you must come to him in faith and say, listen, God, I've tried everything else but you. And maybe you don't know Jesus, and you can say, listen, I don't really know much about you, but I know that I'm ready. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to do something new. I'm ready to submit my life to you. I'm ready to submit to you as Lord and Savior of my life. I am ready, God, to be freed from my suffering, just as the woman with the issue of blood. She'd been bleeding for 12 years. 12 years she had been trying to do it without Jesus. So we come to tell somebody tonight, let tonight be the last, oh glory to God, be the last night that you try to do life without Jesus. Let tonight be the last night that you suffer in silence. Let tonight be the night that Jesus Christ heals you, touches you, and that you come to him in faith, acknowledging that you are a sinner, that you cannot do life without him. None of us can. And that you are ready to submit your life to him. And watch how the Lord will give you freedom from your suffering. Does it mean that life's going to be without trials and tribulations? Absolutely not. But does it mean that you will always have joy and eternal hope and peace in Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Does it mean that your eternal salvation and your soul is going to find its place in heaven as you continue to follow and obey Jesus Christ by faith? Absolutely. There's no more need for you to suffer in silence. Glory to God. Let the suffering in silence end tonight. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. There's hope in Jesus. There's peace in Jesus. There's love in Jesus, and eternal love. Maybe you grew up not knowing what love was, because that was me. That was me. I didn't know love. I grew up with an alcoholic mom. I knew love from my dad and from my dad's grandparents, but I didn't know love from my mom. She didn't know how to express it. I don't even think that she knew love. But once Jesus caught hold of my heart, he filled every void. He pieced my heart together. It was broken. I was broken before coming to know Christ 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago. So I am giving you, Jermaine and I are giving you that same invitation tonight to know Jesus Christ. If you do not know Jesus Christ for yourself, we invite you just to bow your head and pray this prayer with belief in your heart and with faith. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that I have tried to do life without you. I acknowledge that I have run into every wall, God, that I have tried to control the outcome of my life. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, God, in need of being saved. And I acknowledge that Jesus Christ was sent to be crucified so that I could live. And I am submitting to him. I'm giving my life to him tonight. I am submitting my life to him tonight. I'm laying down my hurts and my pains and my wounds and my everything, my heart. I am putting it in the hands of Jesus Christ. I acknowledge him and I acknowledge you, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, but it doesn't end there. You have to then find a Bible-based church, a Bible-based church home, and get a Bible, get into your word, surround yourself with believers who are growing in the word. If you need assistance with finding a Bible-based church home, please send an email to womenofgraceandfaith@gmail.com. If you are a brother in the faith, I will connect you with Brother Jermaine. If you are a sister in the faith, I will welcome you to the Women of Grace community. I will help you find a church home. Deacon Jermaine will help my brothers in the faith find a church home if you receive the Lord tonight. And just know that angels are rejoicing. Just know that you can exhale because the suffering and silence and the hopelessness has now been replaced with hope in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So that's our assignment tonight. Brother Jermaine, any final comments before we just kind of close out in prayer? This is our assignment, guys. We have been specific orders from the King of Heaven himself.
Yeah, what we said that encourage you to come to the Lord. You know, this is something that Minister April said too that stuck out too. Some of us wear masks. You know, we hide our emotions, we hide things, you know, from others. You know, we think people don't see, but God sees. He sees the stuff that we're going through, and we don't have to carry that burden and that load anymore. God says, you don't have to do it no more. You know, give it unto me. Give it to me, the Lord says. Give it to me. You know, and I would give you rest, spiritual rest. Just give it unto me. Let me change you. Let me mold you. Give it to me. I know what to do with it. You know, so God is God. He said, you don't have to wear that mask anymore. I'm going to change you. I'm going to give you new garment. I'm going to change you. And that's what the Lord is saying. He want to change you. You don't have to carry that real heavy load that you have on your back. You don't have to do it anymore. God said, I give you new life in me. I give you new life. You know, the old life has passed away. God give you new life. Thank you, Lord. God want to do it. Let him do it. You know, you don't have to do it anymore. God said, no, he'll wipe away your tears. He says in Revelation, he said, I wipe away your tears. You know, you don't have to cry anymore in secret. You don't have to cry about these things anymore. God said, give it to me now. This is a new start. Though for those that received it, it's a new start for you.
Yes.
God said,
this is a new beginning for you. God said, I freed you from it. Now it's time to move in me. So, yeah, you know, that stuck out. So, amen. Amen.
Yeah, amen. And I'm so glad you brought that part out. I know we're supposed to close, guys, but sorry, the Lord is still speaking. So we want to be obedient to that as well. But I want to share the scripture that speaks to what the Lord was saying about being new. Those who know Christ, we want to remind you that you have a new identity. The old is gone. And those who have just come to know Christ tonight, we encourage you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, because that confirms Brother Jermaine was saying tonight by way of the Holy Spirit. And it reads in the New Living Translation, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. So that is what you will cling to moving forward. And those who know Christ, maybe you just needed to be reminded of that. That, wait a minute, hold on. My past was coming up to try to like rearing this ugly head, but there's no need to be concerned about your past. Once you invited Jesus Christ into your life, your past is no longer. You are new. We are new. We have a new identity. And as Jermaine said, we have put on new garments, literally traded out our prison clothes, woo, for robes of righteousness. Literally, right? We traded our clothes. We now have this new identity that is in Christ. New. I just have, the Lord just kept saying that word to me just in preparation. You have a new future that awaits you. And I just wrote in uppercase letters, new, 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 new. So I want you guys, as we end this message on this note tonight, I want you all to use what we have said tonight, that scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I want you to write a faith-based declaration using that scripture. And it can go something like, I am a new person in Christ. I no longer live my old life. A new life has begun. So you're literally professing and confessing the word of God over your life. So you can write that down and you can speak that daily. And even some of the nuggets that Jermaine shared, right? We can, another scripture is one of Jermaine's favorite scriptures, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, right? Because what awaits you is far greater than what you've left behind. Glory to God. What awaits you is far greater than what lies behind. So we encourage you to use God's word and begin to declare and decree it. So anytime those negative thoughts come up, you speak God's word over yourself and over your life. No. The enemy's trying to bring up what I did in the past, but the word says I'm new. The word says I'm living a new life. Oh, no. The enemy's trying to tell me that I don't have a future, that I'm going to be just like my mama, just like my daddy. What does the word say? What does the Lord say? The Lord says, I know the plans I have for you. So your confession could be something like, Jesus Christ has great plans for my life. And I will accomplish those great plans. We have to begin to speak. That's going to be your greatest weapon in addition to prayer and worship, is speaking and declaring the word of God over your life. Literally, the promises of God, the hope, they're found in God's word, in God's promises. That's what gives us hope. Reading God's word and clinging to his promises. Instead of clinging to that bottle, instead of clinging to that syringe, instead of clinging to that pot, instead of clinging to those things, that food, that person, that relationship, that sexual addiction, oh, glory to God, instead of clinging to pornography, cling to the word of God and his promises for your life. Glory to God. So on that note, thank you, Jesus. On that note, we say, God bless you. We say, we pray that this has ministered to your heart. This was truly a pop-up assignment, a special assignment. So if you know nothing else and you have left with not any mini nuggets, we want to encourage you again and remind you that you are loved. You are special. This was a special assignment. Why? Because God's children are special. And maybe you're like, well, I'm not God's child because I don't know. I don't know him. And I still didn't quite accept him in my life yet. I'm still not sure. It's still same holds for you. God still loves you. And he's still going to wait patiently for you to make that decision to make him Lord, Jesus Christ, Lord of your life. He's going to wait. And he's waiting with his arms wide open. And he still loves you. And you're still special because he still sent us to give this message to you. We didn't make this up. We didn't come on an assignment. This was literally the Lord. You are loved so much by the Lord that he sends his servants, woo, to come and minister to your heart. Oh, I don't know who told you that you're not loved, but let us tell you again tonight. Jermaine and I will both tell you again tonight. You are loved. Amen. You are loved. We love you. We love you. We love you in the Lord. So we blessed you. We hope that this word blesses you. And so if you have any feedback or anything that you want to share with us, or even just need someone to talk to again, please send an email to womenofgraceandfaith@gmail.com. And we will be happy to just continue to pray with you and continue to minister to you as the Lord leads, and continue to connect you with different men's and women's ministries. And again, finding a good Bible-based church home, whether you're saved and you just don't have a church home, or whether you just invited Christ into your life and you're in need of a church home and you really just want to do things differently. You really want to do things this time with Jesus Christ. So Jermaine, if you could just give us a short closeout prayer. Again, we say thank you, guys. We pray that this message blessed you. I know I'm blessed. We are first partakers of our own word as ministers of the word of God. We first partake and ponder and feast on and chew on what God gives us before we release it. So we are blessed by the word. And so thank you, Brother Jermaine. It's always an honor to partner with my dear friend and partner in the kingdom of God. And so we thank God for the special assignment. So brother, if you could just give us a brief prayer and close this out. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord God. We just thank you for tonight. And thank you, oh God, just thank you for what you're going to do through those that was hearing the word, oh God, that those that that received you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to move on their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them total comfort in you, Lord God, that they now they can live now, Lord God. There's no more hiding now, God. Now you can live in you, Lord. I just thank you, oh God. Just continue just to move in their lives, oh God. To continue just to change their lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, you said, who the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Oh God. We are free in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Set them and those that set the cap. You say you set the captives free, oh God. Set them free, oh God, that they may live in you, Lord God. Oh God, that they have life in you, oh God, life everlasting. I just thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that took hold to the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you change their lives, oh God. I just thank you, oh God, oh God, that you set the chains free, the shackles free from them, Lord God. And they walk freely now, oh God. They don't have to walk with their heads down anymore. They can walk with their heads up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move like never before, Lord God, in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do, oh God, through this call, through this message, oh God, through this Zoom, Lord God, that you're going to continue this to move through this, oh God, that you're going to continue this to touch lives, Lord. I pray that you touch lives like never before, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're going to do, Lord. I just give you the praise and I thank you on tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.